Classic Naidu, East Coast Radio.
I actually forgot that song, and very happy to welcome on the phone this afternoon the one and only Solly Philander. Solly!
Hey, Nick!
Thank you for giving us... I cannot believe this. You were the man inside the suits. You were Timothy Treadle.
You know, can I tell you something really bizarre? I was in Durban, in fact. I was working at the Playhouse. I'm trying to remember. I was in a show, I think, with Charlene Cynthia Richards and Kurt Eaglehoff. And we were at the Playhouse. And we were doing a production of a Peter Dirk's production, I think it was Fellow Sweating. And I was staying in a hotel there, and I got a phone call from Basil Apollos, who's a very good friend of mine, yeah. You know, also works in the theatre and director and so on. And he goes, listen, he says, turn on the television. So I turn on the television, and I see it's Timothy Treadle, and I start laughing. And he says to me, what is the freaky thing? He says, I'm watching this with the sound off, and I'm just looking at this turkey legs, and I think... Damn it, that's Solly. I'm going to phone him now.
So when they came up with the character, did they have you in mind when they were designing the suit and features and how Timothy Treadle needed to look?
It was a very interesting thing. I mean, so two things is quite interesting. The song that you just played was, in fact, not me.
Okay.
When after I finished doing Timothy Treadle, which was for quite a few seasons, they did one more season. And they used someone, I don't know who, they used somebody else for that final season. And that guy singing there is actually that guy that they used. Because you'll notice in the beginning when he goes, I wiggle and I waggle and I giggle and I gaggle.
You remember the song.
But I go, I'm king of the road.
I remember that. I wiggle and I waggle.
I'm king of the road.
I mean, it must have been such a pretty cool time. I mean, because TV was, it was a very big thing back then. I mean, we only had a few channels and this was, it was a hit daytime show. It was like on that level of Barney as well, and like Days of Our Lives. Like it was one of the biggest shows, I think, on TV at the time, correct?
What was very interesting for me is that also because Natasha Sutherland, who was Natasha on Kiddio,
yes,
was from Durban as well at the time.
And she was an Igoli.
Yeah, she was from Durban, and she was one of the presenters. You know, a lot of people don't remember the presenters, but they were kind of a feature also of your childhood. Natasha was like this sort of beautiful young presenter that everybody. My daughters were completely, they were over the moon about her. When it was a huge show, and I'd just become a father. I think I was a young father. My oldest child was 4 years old, and I just had another baby when Timothy Treadle came along. And so I was right in that world, you know, and for me, and the thing about it was, Louise approached me, Louise Smith, because she did Kiddio, and she did all the inserts and all the characters, and Timothy was her invention, literally, it was her character. And she got a hold of me, and she said she wanted me to come and try for this, she's really keen to do this character, and the idea that she wanted, and was I think was key to Timothy, the idea that she wanted that kids really needed to feel like they had something, that they felt empowered to do something for somebody else. It wasn't actually about helping a kid. It was about a kid helping someone else. And I love that.
Solly.
My kid being small, I love that.
Empowering people and, you know, being that sort of paying it forward. That's also what you're about now. You're doing lots of outreach work currently. Tell us about this project that you're involved in. I remember you were also doing a TV show where you were paying it forward.
Yeah, Let's Fix It, which I loved. I think it was a great show, and I wish ETV would just phone me and they'd bring it back right now, because I think it would just be brilliant right now. I think what we need right now in the country is a coordinated effort to make sure that everybody who needs to eat, eats, that everybody who needs to be sheltered is sheltered, and that people who need care gets it, that, you know, that we don't miss this idea that we're in the middle of a pandemic. That is literally what is happening in our country. We have predicted of 40,000 people dying. So my activism isn't really. I'm really pleased. I'm not. I don't find causes. Causes find me. I just try and live my life. I just try and be a good citizen. I try and pay my taxes. I try and help out where I can. And my reality right now is I'm one of those artists that is not receiving relief from government. I don't have a job. I don't have regular employee. So I'm like my fellow citizens here in my area, incumbent on support. And so what I'm doing is I'm just organizing everybody. I'm just doing like a collecting on just what everybody's situation is and what every household here would require, and then, you know, kind of see how I can facilitate them accessing that. And we've been very, it's been going okay. We've had, and just yesterday or the day before yesterday, we had a businessman donate a whole lot of food parcels and stuff. And so just because our reality is, you know, that I'm still waiting for my 350 that I applied for 3 months ago. And, you know, and
we've just lost Solly there. Well, I wanted to sing. I wiggle and I waggle and I jiggle and I juggle. Solly Philander. The dude who played, the dude who was inside the suit of Timothy Treadle. What a throwback, giving us some of his time talking about his philanthropy work and paying it forward, which is a reminder a little bit later. We're going to be talking to a nice organization who is looking after the environment and feeding hungry people. And we're going to give them 12,500 bucks courtesy of the Kagiso Media Hunger Relief Fund.
Tech 92 East Coast Radio.